Further teachings of Lord Chaitanya, Chapter 40, Select Devotees, Episode 15, How Could You Understand My Intention? Part 2. Priyaso Young Krishna Sahachari Kurukshetra Militas Tatahan Sa Radha Tad Idam Ubhayo Sangamasukam Tathapi Antakke Lan Madhura Murali Panchama Jushe Mano Me Kalindi Pulana Vipanaya Sprihayati. O my dear friend, now I have met my very old and dear friend Krishna on this field of Kurukshetra. I am the same Radharani, and now we are meeting together. It is very pleasant, but still I would like to go to the bank of the Yamuna, beneath the trees of the forest there, and I wish to hear the vibration of Krishna's sweet flute playing the fifth note within that forest of Vrindavan. The author of Chaitanya Charitamrita, Srila Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, now says, Now, O devotees, please hear a brief explanation of this verse. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was thinking in this way after having seen the Jagannath deity. The subject of Lord Chaitanya's thoughts was Srimati Radharani, who met Krishna on the field of Kurukshetra. But although Radha met Krishna there, Radha was nonetheless thinking of Krishna in the following way. Radha thought of Krishna in the calm and quiet atmosphere of Vrindavana, dressed as a cowherder boy. But at Kurukshetra, Krishna was in a royal dress and was accompanied by elephants, horses, and crowds of men. Thus, the atmosphere was not congenial for their meeting. And thus, meeting with Krishna and thinking of the Vrindavana atmosphere, Radharani longed for Krishna to take her back to Vrindavan again in order to fulfill her desire in that calm atmosphere. Ahushchate nalina nava padaravindam yogeshvaraya hridi vichintyam agada bodhai shamsara kupa patita uttara navalambam gehang jusham api manasi udiyat sadanah. O dear Lord, whose navel is just like a lotus flower, your lotus feet are the only shelter for those who have fallen into the deep well of material existence. Your lotus feet are worshipped and meditated upon by great mystic yogis and highly learned philosophers. We gopis wish that these lotus feet of yours may also be awakened within our hearts, although we gopis are only ordinary persons engaged in household affairs. The gopis thus thought, Dear Lord, if your lotus feet once again come to our home in Vrindavana, then our desires will be fulfilled. So, in one verse, Srila Rupa Goswami has explained the confidential meaning of the verse of Srimad Bhagavatam for the understanding of the general populace. Yate lila rasapari malodgari vanya parita vanya kshauni vilasati vrita maturi madhuridhi tatras mabish chatula pashupi bhava mugdha antarabhihi sanvitas tvang kalaya vadanalasi venur viharam. O dear Krishna, the fragrance of the mellows of your pastimes is spread throughout these forests of the glorious land of Vrindavana, which is surrounded by the sweetness of the district of Mathura. In this congenial atmosphere of that most wonderful land, you may enjoy your pastimes with your flute dancing upon your lips, and surrounded by us, the gopis, whose hearts are always enchanted by unpredictable ecstatic emotions. In this way, when Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would see Jagannath, Lord Chaitanya saw that Jagannath was with his sister Subhadra, but was not holding a flute in his hand. Absorbed in the ecstasy of the gopis, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wished to see Lord Jagannath in his original form as Krishna, son of Nanda Maharaj, standing in Vrindavan and appearing very beautiful, with his body curved in three places. Lord Chaitanya's desire to see that form was always increasing. So just as Srimati Radharani talked inconsistently with a bumblebee in the presence of Uddhava, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in his ecstasy talked crazily and inconsistently day and night. The last 12 years of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's life were passed in this transcendental craziness. Thus, Lord Chaitanya executed his last pastimes in three ways. For the 24 years after Lord Chaitanya accepted the renounced order, whatever pastimes Lord Chaitanya executed were unlimited and unfathomable. Who can understand the purport of such pastimes? Just to indicate those pastimes, I am presenting a general survey of the chief pastimes in the form of a synopsis. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ordered Rupa Goswami to read the verse which they had previously heard, Rupa Goswami, because of great shyness, did not read it, but instead remained silent. Then Swarup Damodara Goswami recited the verse, and when all the devotees heard it, their minds were struck with wonder. Priyaso yang Krishna sahachari kuru kshetra militas tatahang sa radha tad idam ubayo sangama sukham tatapi antakke lan madura murali panchama jushe manome kalandi pulana vipanaya sprihayati. My dear friend, now I have met my very old and dear friend Krishna on this field of Kurukshetra. I am the same Radharani, and now we are meeting together. It is very pleasant, but still I would like to go to the bank of the Yamuna, beneath the trees of the forest there. I wish to hear the vibration of Krishna's sweet flute playing the fifth note within that forest of Vrindavan. After hearing this verse, Ramananda Roy and Sarvabhauma Bhatta Acharya said to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, "Without your special mercy, how could this Rupa Goswami have understood your mind?" Srila Ramananda Roy said that previously Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had empowered his heart so that Ramananda could express elevated and conclusive statements to which even Lord Brahma has no access. Had you not previously bestowed your mercy upon Rupa Goswami, it would not have been possible for him to express your internal feelings. Now, my dear Rupa, please recite that verse from your drama, which, upon being heard, makes all people's unhappiness and lamentation go away. So when Lord Chaitanya persisted in asking this again and again, Rupa Goswami finally recited that verse. Tunde Tanda Vani Rating Vitanute Tundavali Labdhaye Karna Kroda Kadambani Gatayate Kanarbu Devyaha Spriham Cheta Prangana Sangani Vijayate Sarvendriyanang Kriting No Jane Janita Kriyadbir Amritai Krishneti Varna Dwayi. I do not know how much nectar the two syllables Krishna have produced. When that holy name of Krishna is chanted, it appears to dance within the mouth. Then we desire many, many mouths. When that name enters the holes of the ears, we desire many millions of years. And when the holy name dances in the courtyard of the heart, it conquers the activities of the mind, and therefore all one's senses become inert. When all of the devotees of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, especially Sri Ramananda Roy, heard this verse, they were filled with transcendental bliss, and all were struck with wonder. Everyone admitted that although they had heard many statements glorifying the holy name of the Lord, they had never heard such sweet descriptions as those of Rupa Goswami. The following are purports to this section by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada. In his Anubhashya, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur comments, "The gopis are purely engaged in the service of the Lord without motive. They are not captivated by the opulence of Krishna, nor by the understanding that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Naturally, the gopis were inclined to love Krishna, for Krishna was an attractive young boy of Vrindavana village. And being village girls, the gopis were not very much attracted to the field of Kurukshetra, where Krishna was present with elephants, horses, and royal dress. Indeed, the gopis did not very much appreciate Krishna in that atmosphere. And Krishna also was not attracted by the opulence or personal beauty of the gopis, but by their pure devotional service. Similarly, the gopis were attracted to Krishna as a cowherder boy, not in sophisticated guise. Lord Krishna is inconceivably powerful. To understand Krishna, great yogis and saintly persons give up all material engagements and simply meditate upon Krishna. Similarly, those who are overly attracted to material enjoyment or to enhancement of material opulence or to family maintenance or to liberation from the entanglements of this material world thus take shelter of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But such activities and motivations are unknown to the gopis, for they are not at all expert in executing such auspicious activities. Already transcendentally enlightened, the gopis simply engage their purified senses in the service of the Lord in the remote village of Vrindavana. The gopis are not interested in dry speculation, not interested in the arts or in music or other conditions of material life. The gopis are bereft of all understanding of material enjoyment and renunciation. Their only desire is to see Krishna return and enjoy spiritual transcendental pastimes with them. The gopis want Krishna simply to stay in Vrindavan so that they can render service unto Krishna for his pleasure. So there is not even a tinge of personal sense gratification. In this section, there is this word, unmada, madness. But this is not ordinary madness. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu talked inconsistently, almost like a crazy fellow, Lord Chaitanya was in the transcendental ecstasy of love. In that highest transcendental ecstasy, there is a feeling of being enchanted in the presence of the enchantor. When the enchantor and the enchanted become separated, then mohana or bewilderment occurs. And when so bewildered due to separation, one becomes stunned, and at that time, all the bodily symptoms of transcendental ecstasy are manifest. When they are manifest, one appears inconceivably crazy. This is called transcendental madness, and in this state, there is imaginative discourse, and one experiences emotions like those of a madman. The madness of Srimati Radharani was explained to Krishna by Uddhava. My dear Krishna, because of extreme feelings of separation from you, Srimati Radharani is sometimes making her bed in the groves of the forest. Sometimes she rebukes a bluish cloud, and sometimes she wanders about in the dense darkness of the forest. Thus, your Radharani has become like a crazy woman. Devotees acknowledge Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's special mercy upon Srila Rupa Goswami in the following words. Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kada Mahyam Dadatiswa Padantikam. When will Srila Rupa Goswami Prabhupada, who has established within this material world the mission to fulfill the desire of Lord Chaitanya, give me shelter under his lotus feet? The special function of Srila Rupa Goswami is to establish the feelings of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. These feelings are Lord Chaitanya's desires that his special mercy be spread throughout the world in this Kali Yuga. Prithi vite ache yata nagaradi gram sarvatra prachara hoibe mor nam. The desire of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is that all over the world, everyone, in every village and town, know of Lord Chaitanya and his Sankirtana movement. These are the inner feelings of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Thus, Srila Rupa Goswami committed to writing all these feelings of Lord Chaitanya. And now again, by the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the same feelings are being spread all over the world by the servants of the Goswamis in terms of the International Society for Krishna Consciousness. And devotees who are pure and simple will appreciate this attempt. However, as concluded by Srila Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, those who are on the level of hogs and dogs will never appreciate such a great attempt. But yet, this does not matter to the preachers of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's cult. For all over the world, they will continue to perform this responsible work, even though persons who are like cats and dogs do not appreciate them. Recorded February 18, 2022 by Nirantara Dasa. All glories to the ISKCON founder Acharya A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Om Tat Sat.